Who picks them?
Well, this is Mr. Guerrero.
Yes.
Just one second.
Sir, what is your name?
Michael Guerrero, 130595.
Okay, so the Honorable Luis Quinones will be your panel lead for your hearing this afternoon. You'll hear his voice next.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you.
Okay, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Michael Guerrero, 130595.
Okay, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 18, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you while you're representing yourself today, sir.
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Then we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. We have our esteemed board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Guerrero and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Guerrero, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding that your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in a criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow verbal directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for face-to-face contact visit on or about May 16, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you are absconded from supervision. Mr. Guerrero, is this true or false?
Yes.
It's true?
Yeah.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Guerrero's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal related company.
Second.
Agree with me?
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Guerrero, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will decide whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Mr. Guerrero was released from ADC custody on 5-8-2018 and arrested on 6-22-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 6-22-2018 with an adjusted CACD of 113-2019 with 37 abscondes. Current conviction, 2014. Burglary, third degree, 4 years and 6 months. Prior convictions, 1995, theft, 1 year. 1996, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 1997, commitment C, count one, marijuana violation, 1 year. 1997, commitment D, count one, aggravated assault, 2 years, 3 months. 2002, aggravated assault, 4 years, 6 months. 2003, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. 2009, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 2, substance use score of 2. He's a suspected member of New Mexico Mafia. Prior terms of supervision, 2001, TIS release, absconded for 60 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2008, TIS release, absconded for 5 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2012, TIS release, absconded, 264 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with threatening with harm, conspiracy, physical assault, drugs, forgery, and tampering with a security device noted. There were other arrests, however, charges were either not filed or dismissed. He has a GB score of G7, V8.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Grail. I want to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections on May 8, 2018, homeless, stating that you had not been in contact with family or friends since you were incarcerated, but you should be able to find an address within the next day or so. Reading Corrections Officer Ramos verbally directed you to reside at CAS, located at 230 South 12th Avenue. You were told that you would only be allowed to stay there until your next report date of May 16. Officer Ramos told you that you do not have, that if you didn't have an address by then, you would have to go into a halfway house. You acknowledged and agreed with the decision, but never filed a report back to the parole office. According to Ames, your last known residence was at 3311 East Windsor Avenue in Phoenix. So, Mr. Ramos, was that, Mr. Grail, was that your last address, or what was that address connected to?
My family's, okay. My mom's.
So that's your mom's house?
Yeah.
Were you not having any employment notes? Were you, I know it was a short period of time, but were you able to find work?
No. At the time when I got out, I couldn't find my family, so I got paranoid. I didn't want to go back and see what's going on with my parole officer, so I just took off on the run so I wouldn't come back. But I found out at Adobe, they got a rehab over there, and I would like to know if I could get another chance. What about this rehab?
If I may ask, Mr. Grail, rehab for what?
I don't know. I just found out about it. I didn't know about it. It's at Adobe, though.
No, I'm asking, did you have any ongoing problems that you needed rehabilitation for, drugs or alcohol?
Well, I got drug problems. I take full responsibility for my own actions.
Thank you, sir. And what was your drug of choice, sir?
Meth.
Methamphetamine. And did you relapse into meth use when you were on community supervision?
It took the stress away from me, and at the time I was stressing is because I didn't want to come back. That's why I was doing what I did out there. But I don't need to be in here. I need help.
Well, I appreciate that you're coming to an understanding that you need help with drugs. I will say that you have a history of running from parole, and you did it again this time, so what's changed in you that's made you realize that you need help?
Hey, I've been locked up all my life, and it's not easy for me. And there's programs out there that maybe I could get out, or you guys that give me another chance. I know I take responsibilities for my own actions. It's just, I'm having it
to make
it on my own out there.
Well, thank you for your honesty with the board. It looks like that you're arrested by the Phoenix Police Department. Department on your absconding warrant?
Yes.
What caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested, sir?
It's just, I was in a bad environment where they pull you over and they do a background check on you, and I had a warrant for my arrest. I knew I had a warrant already.
And so what were you doing for the 37 days, I think it's 37, yes, what were you doing for the 37 days that you were missing from community supervision, sir?
I was really not doing nothing, but just trying not to do, I just didn't want to pick up no new charges, that's it. I knew I had to come back and finish my door, that's it. I wasn't out there committing crimes or doing nothing like that.
Thank you, sir. So, I think you've already answered this question, Mr. Guerrero, but why did you break off contact with your parole officer?
It's because I couldn't find my family at the time, and I didn't want to show up because I didn't know if he was just going to send me back to prison because I didn't have an address for him. I knew he was going to help me, but I didn't. At the time, I had trust issues with everybody, and I don't know if he was going to send me back or try to help me out. That's why I took off running.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
So just one quick question. You were on released three other times on community supervision, and each one of those times you absconded, so you knew the importance of maintaining contact with your PO. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further questions from the board members? Okay, I have no further questions from my colleagues, Mr. Guerrero. It's getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't share anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
No, Lorraine, it's your guys' decision to let me out or keep me in here until my time's over.
Well, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you'll just stay on the phone, we will come back to you with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Guerrero.
All right.
The board is now in discussion. For our board members, this is an unfortunate case. It is much that Mr. Guerrero was given an opportunity to take advantage of community supervision, pursue any programming that might be available to him through communication with his parole officer. Unfortunately, he absconded pretty early in the process and had a history of absconding. So in short, with respect to his personal plight, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision or for returning to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Great.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1562, our discussion with Mr. Guerrero, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or is about to lapse in a criminal energy company, inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision for 37 days in which we could not monitor a safe transition back to the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Recht and Mr. Johnson. Mr. Guerrero, your supervision has been revoked. You will be released on about, and let me double check that date, because my sheet's kind of cut off a little bit. Am I correct that that's January 13, 2019, Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so make sure that's correct. You'll be released on about January 13, 2019. I recognize that may sound like a long way away, but it is just a few months down the road. So we encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. It sounds like you may have located family members, and we do hope to see you have a safe and productive transition back to the community. When you're released, you will no longer have to deal with a community corrections officer or parole officer, and you'll be free to pursue your own interests. The sharing is concluded. We're for the discussion to take place, and we want to thank you for appearing before this board today, sir. Thank you.
All right.